Hello and welcome to the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. I am your host, Terrence M. Stanton. This is episode 31, and it is being recorded on Sunday, October 31st, 2021. And I wish all of you a very blessed feast of Christ the King. Let us begin with a look at our 54-day Rosary Novena. Today is the 25th day in petition, the Joyful Mysteries. Have to pray that Rosary every single day, my friends. And the recommended petition is as follows. For the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by the Pope and all the Catholic bishops of the world, in the manner requested by Our Lady of Fatima, which will end these chastisements, prevent greater chastisements, and result in the conversion of Russia to the Catholic faith in a period of world peace. I unite this rosary with all the rosaries offered for the same intention. Let's take a look, first of all, at the theology of the brown scapular. Again, working from Our Lady's garment, a sign of salvation and protection, compliments of the Fatima Center, which is a wonderful resource. I donate to them monthly. If you're looking for a great Catholic organization to throw a few bucks toward, that would certainly be one of them. The Fatima Center promoting the full message of Our Lady of Fatima. I'm sure they've done a lot of great work bringing souls to Jesus Christ over the years through the work of the wonderful Father Gruner, as well as Father John Venari, who worked a lot with the Fatima Center. May they both rest in peace. They are truly an outstanding organization. This is by Father Michael Rodriguez. He begins, on October 13th, 1917, during the great miracle of the sun, Lucia dos Santos was granted visions of the child Jesus, Our Lady, and Saint Joseph. In the final vision, Our Lady appeared vested as Our Lady of Mount Carmel. She held out the brown scapular, offering her scapular to the world. So Our Lady of Mount Carmel is intimately bound up with the rosary and with Fatima itself, particularly that date, one of the most famous dates in the history of the church, October 13th, 1917, the miracle of the sun. He continues by saying, the brown scapular is not a magical charm, nor is it in and of itself an automatic guarantee of salvation. Rather, the scapular is a powerful sign that one belongs to the Blessed Virgin Mary. By wearing the scapular, we place ourselves under her mantle. She offers her mantle to us, but we have to place ourselves under it. And ultimately, that mantle is union with Christ. She draws us to Christ and brings Christ to us. Trust me, my friends, we want to belong to her. The Blessed Mother is irresistible. She is the perfect woman. We want to love her as much as we possibly can. We can never love her enough. I haven't had the opportunity to watch all of them, but there's been a series at the Fatima Center, if you go to the YouTube channel, No Mary, No Jesus, on successive Sundays for several weeks now. There have been programs dedicated to the Blessed Mother and how to love her more, how to develop a deeper relationship with her. I highly recommend looking to that as well. Father Rodriguez continues with a segment called Consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On October 15th, 1950, Sister Lucia attested to Father Howard Rafferty, a specially deputed representative of the Father General of the Carmelite Order, Our Lady held the scapular in her hands because she wants us all to wear it. On another occasion, Sister Lucia also said, Our Lady wants everyone to wear the brown scapular. It is the sign of consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Pope Pius XII also referred to the scapular as the sign of consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Thus, wearing the brown scapular is a most excellent way of living and daily renewing your consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is a sign that one has decided to follow Jesus after the example of the Virgin Mary, for she always takes us to her Son. St. Louis de Montfort teaches, "The strongest inclination of Mary is to unite us to Jesus Christ, her Son, and the strongest inclination of the Son is that we should come to him through his Holy Mother. The Holy Fathers and St. Bonaventure after them say that Our Lady is the way to go to our Lord. And one draws nearer to Our Lady through the use of her brown scapular. It is as if we are protected by her own garment of grace." The triumph in the world is going to come via the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's what's going to take place after the Pope and all the Catholic bishops of the world consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. The victory is going to come through her, specifically. Her Immaculate Heart is going to triumph. So by wearing the brown scapular, in our own way, it's showing the Blessed Mother that we love her Immaculate Heart, and we're renewing our own personal consecration to her Immaculate Heart. There's been a lot of ignoring of her Immaculate Heart, as well as the Most Chaste Heart of St. Joseph and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You know, their hearts have been wounded by our sins. And I'm not, you know, throwing shade here at anyone else. I'm looking to myself first and foremost, and what I have done and in what I have failed to do in my own life. This is a quest for personal holiness. The transformation of the world starts with number one, starts with the man or the woman looking back at you in the mirror. So it's all about each one of us doing our part, praying that rosary every single day, staying free from mortal sin. If we do fall, going to confession, and going to confession frequently. It's such a great grace and something that we're so blessed to have in the Catholic Church that other religions don't have. As Chesterton said, you know, why did you become Catholic? He said, simply to have my sins forgiven. There's nothing more important than that. And we make the first Saturday's devotion. We live lives of chastity, modesty, self-control. We try to do the corporal and spiritual works of mercy to the best of our ability. And we keep praying for that day when the Pope and all the Catholic bishops of the world will consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. The victory is going to come through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. When that consecration happens, it will no longer be possible for anyone to say they were ignorant of the Catholic religion, and that Catholicism is true. It'll be impossible for people to say that everything in the world that changes, and things are going to change utterly and in a beautiful new direction, it's all going to be because of her intercession. It's all going to be because of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's how our Lord has set it up. And no one will be able to deny that any longer, because many amazing things are going to take place. I'm thinking of Father Gruner one time giving a talk about what was taking place in Mexico around about the time the Blessed Mother shows up there under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Missionary priests who are good men, been working for several years, trying to preach the gospel, having a difficult time, not winning many converts, you know, through no fault of their own. They were very diligent, very good men. And then Our Lady of Guadalupe shows up. And of course, we have the miracles associated with St. Juan Diego, and you probably know about the image on her tilma. And from that point forward, as I recall Father Gruner relating, the priests basically did two things. They would get up in the morning and say Mass, and then they would baptize all day. Next day, same thing. Get up in the morning, say Mass, and then baptizing the rest of the day. That's how many converts were won because of Our Lady of Guadalupe's miraculous actions. And some 9 million natives were eventually converted. And it's an interesting thing Father Gruner pointed out in the video I was watching, That's about the number of people who were taken out of the church around the same time as a result of the Protestant Revolution. The Lord works in strange and mysterious ways, my friend. The Blessed Mother is so powerful, so holy, so wonderful, and she is going to work miracles in Russia and throughout the world when that consecration takes place. So let us pray for that day. The next segment, Father Rodriguez writes about our Lord and his mother. There exists an extremely close and unbreakable bond between Jesus Christ and his mother. St. Peter Julian Imard, who passed away in 1868, teaches, "We must never separate Jesus from Mary. We can go to him only through her. Without Mary, we shall never find Jesus." Now, this unfathomable bond was decreed by God from all eternity. No one can call this bond into question, for it is willed by God himself. God, who is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful, has forged this bond since the beginning. It is God who decreed before time began the mystery of the Incarnation, and essential to this mystery is Mary, the mother of the incarnate Word. There is no incarnation without the Most Holy Mother of God, and there is no such thing as the salvation of souls, the salvation of any soul, without the cooperation of the same Most Holy Mother of God. Pope Pius IX authoritatively taught, "For God has committed to Mary the treasury of all good things, in order that everyone may know that through her are obtained every hope, every grace, and all salvation. For this is his will, that we obtain everything through Mary." Pope Leo XIII further explained, "Every grace granted to man has a threefold order. It is communicated by God to Christ, from Christ it passes to the Virgin, and from the Virgin it descends to us. Of the great treasury of all graces given to us by our Lord, nothing comes to us except through Mary's mediation, for such is God's will. Thus, as no man goes to the Father but by the Son, so no one goes to Christ except through his mother." True devotion to Mary. The faithful wearing of the brown scapular is a sign of one's complete surrender to the Most Holy Mother of God. The Blessed Virgin Mary, in turn, will guide you to what is most pleasing to her divine Son. She will lead you to appreciate the promises of your baptism, to reject sin and all that leads to sin, to choose God, to live for God, to believe in God, hope in God, and love God, and to believe the truths of the Catholic faith. It is not so much that a piece of brown cloth worn about the neck can save a man from hell. Rather, the power of the brown scapular is in the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and there are no limits to this power. The brown scapular is the honored uniform or badge of those devoted to the Blessed Virgin. She has promised to save from hell by her intercession anyone who dies wearing this scapular, and the Queen of Heaven and Earth is able to keep her promise. The brown scapular is more than a sign of true devotion to Mary. As St. Claude de la Colombière, who passed away in 1682, writes, "Because of the alliance which Mary contracts with us, and which we contract with her through her scapular, no other devotion renders our salvation so certain." Our Lady of Mount Carmel agrees to be our mother, and we agree to live as her children. That's why we dress ourselves as she is dressed. St. Conrad, who passed away in 1894, was a German Capuchin lay brother who was invested in the brown scapular before he joined in the Capuchin Franciscan order. He continued to wear the brown scapular throughout his entire religious life. He spent many years as doorkeeper for the Capuchin fathers at the German shrine of Our Lady at Altötting. He always gave scapulars to those who visited the shrine and urged them to wear it with great love for Our Lady. St. Conrad said, "I will always strive to have a deep devotion to Mary. I will strive especially to imitate her virtues. Among her most notable virtues are love of God, love of neighbor, faith, hope, humility, purity, poverty, obedience, patience, forgiveness, and a spirit of power. Every person who wears Our Lady's scapular should likewise strive to best imitate Our Lady's virtues. This is the best way of demonstrating love and honor to our Queen and Mother." And this is why the demons are so terrified of her, And when they flee when she shows up at an exorcism. They can't even utter her name. Father Chad Ripperger, who many of you, I'm sure, are aware of, is a eminent Catholic priest, philosopher, exorcist, and he basically says as much. When the Blessed Mother shows up at an exorcism, that's it for the demons. They flee because they cannot stand her purity and her humility, her obedience to the Lord. She is perfectly obedient. She's perfectly chaste. She's perfectly humble. She's the spouse of the Holy Ghost. She does the will of the Lord perfectly. And that utterly humiliates and embarrasses the demons. A heavenly garment is our next section. In the very act of taking us under her mantle as a pledge of our salvation, we see Mary giving herself, opening her arms out for us. Authoritative writers and saints speak of the brown scapular as Mary's garment. They mean that this ordinary piece of cloth, when assumed by us as the vehicle of her promise, can be said to be her garb, because it has come to us from her sacred hands and is hallowed by its intimate association with her. The scapular, in a profound sense, is a relic of the Queen of Heaven, and it has been hallowed by 8 centuries of continuous wonders in every part of the world. Our Lady has wrought miracles through the scapular similar to those worked by our Lord in his public life. For example, restoring sight to the blind, curing cripples and paralytics, and even bringing the dead back to life. She has also used it to extinguish conflagrations, prevent shipwrecks, deflect bullets, and effect deathbed conversions. We talked a little bit about that on yesterday's program. When Elias was taken up from the earth, he let fall his mantle at the feet of Eleusis. Overflowing with gratitude, Eleusis hastened to pick it up. It was a relic of his master, the founder of Mary's Carmel, and this action seemed to have been prophetical of Mary, the true foundress of Carmel, who was to come later when her family needed her and let fall her mantle of salvation. With Elias's cloak, Eleusis struck the waters of the Jordan, which again divided to make way for him. Mary's mantle, the scapular, has been raised against every kind of destruction, from fire and storm to the attacks of animals, from physical attacks to spiritual attacks and temptation. All have melted away before Our Lady's scapular. The Blessed Virgin Mary gave us the brown scapular primarily for our spiritual preservation and salvation. Surely, then, the very reason for which she works such numerous miracles with her scapular against our visible enemies is her desire to remind us that it is truly a safeguard against our invisible enemies. Mary's Sacrament. As a powerful aid to salvation, the scapular is in a category of its own. First, we have the 7 sacraments instituted by our Savior Jesus Christ. These are the great channels of salvation. They confer the sanctifying grace. They signify, because Christ himself and the Holy Ghost are at work in the sacraments. It is Christ who baptizes in the sacrament of baptism, and Christ who gives us himself in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Secondly, we have what are called sacramentals, which are aids to salvation instituted by the Church, and these derive their value from the prayer of the Church. The brown scapular is a third category, quote, Mary's sacrament, end quote, and it derives its excellence from the prayers of Mary. Thus, in one sense, it is similar to the sacramentals. However, it is placed in a unique category because neither instituted by Christ, like the sacraments, nor by the Church, like sacramentals, it was instituted by Mary, the mediatrix of all grace. A pious priest, Reverend J.T. Savaria, says the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is the masterpiece, the chief work of the love of the Most Holy Virgin for mankind. It is the touching mystery of her powerful intervention in applying the infinite merits of her divine Son. In the words of a devoted Franciscan priest, Father LaSalve, in the same way that Jesus wished that something visible would reveal in the sacraments the invisible effects of his grace, so also has Mary wished that the more particular protection which she accords to all those who serve her with fidelity will be marked by an exterior sign, the scapular. And this is the end, where he writes a simple conclusion of Catholic faith. Dear Faithful, the Church's teaching on the bronze scapular can succinctly be summarized as follows. God chooses to manifest his infinite power and love through the Blessed Virgin Mary. The bronze scapular, in turn, manifests the Virgin Mary's power and love. Mary's power is omnipotent by grace, and her love is fathomless. It is because of her love that she made the scapular promise, and it is by her power that she keeps it. Let's conclude by honoring both her and Saint Joseph. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And now to honor Saint Joseph. The prayer of Saint Peter Julian Eimard. O glorious Saint Joseph, you who did faithfully obey the law of God, your heart was pierced at the sight of the precious blood that was shed by the infant Savior during his circumcision. But the name of Jesus gave you new life and filled you with quiet joy. By this sorrow and this joy, obtain for us the grace to be freed from all sin during life and to die rejoicing with the holy name of Jesus in our hearts and on our lips. Amen. Virgo potens, ora pro nobis, Sancti Joseph, terra daimonem, ora pro nobis. Thank you so much for listening to episode 31. Of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. I'm your host, Terrence M. Stanton. Once again, please follow us if you're on Twitter. The Our Lady of Fatima podcast can be found at Fatima Podcast is the handle, at Fatima Podcast, and we would love to hear from you there. Goodbye, and God love you.